Fresh Takes. Welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash Ketchum's Pikachu. Holy shit, I fucked up there. No place like Ash Ketchum's Pikachu. We don't evolve. We just level up. Michael, we have hit the home stretch here for this very long 2025 TV, mostly elite television. All right, I'd say we had a great solid run of like close to elite television here, ending it with Last of Us. Season 2, Episode 7, Convergence, here with Pixel Loose, or Michael Schumer from Pixel Loose. Hello, Michael Schumer.
Hello.
We are here. You have thoughts that you have not shared yet, which means that me and you will be fighting a lot this episode.
Yes.
Or maybe not. I don't know. We might be in agreement. We'll see. Convergence, yeah, Michael.
Yeah. I'm just going to leave it there until we get to our discussion points, buddy.
No, you don't. Are you saying you don't want to talk about it?
I do want to talk about it. I do want to talk about
it. That's why we're here, to talk about it. I'm going to keep saying talk about it because I really love the meme Taco. And if you know, you know. And if you don't know, this isn't a political show. So let's talk about it. All right. What happened on The Last of Us Season 2 finale? Convergence. I'm not a fan of these titles, Michael. I don't even know what it means.
Convergence is like the coming together of two things. So it really is an apt,
fucking lazy.
An apt name.
Do better. Stick with. I like when they did title songs.
That was like that song was sick. Titles. When it was song titles, I was hoping that was gonna be a theme, and I was like, I can fuck with this. I can really
take me on. No, it's day one now.
That was the worst. Day two.
Nope, it's going to be The Path.
It's so illogical. That's what doesn't make any sense. Like, there's no.
Look, let's go through it. I think I have it up.
We're still. Already getting yes. into the.
We're going to go through it, okay?
Let's hit it, brother.
Future Days, which, great episode title. Episode 2, Through the Valley.
Another good one.
Of the Shadow of Death. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't mind Through the Valley, but it's like okay, little vague, little episode 3, The Path. Episode 4, Day 1.
That's the worst one, easily.
I have thoughts. Episode 5, Feel Her Love. I forgot the thing I kept saying. Oh, Under Her Love. Episode 5 should have been Under Her Love. For that alone, it sucks. Episode 6, The Price. Episode 7, Convergence. They should have at least done The Convergence.
Or something, yeah. It was just very... I liked the first two ones are very tight, and then it got a little bit weak when I hit... What was episode 3 again? The Path. The Path was okay.
The Path.
Day 1.
No.
The path is a reference to it's the name of one of the songs in the game too. I can get behind that.
Okay. That was it's fine until they fucked it up with the next one.
That's true. Day one, it's like, what are we doing here? All right.
Like if the song was titled The Path, and then you named the episode The Path based on the song The Path,
well, then there's song cool. named Day One to make
but
this.
But the song. Title The Path is boring.
Shit. Well, I'm dude, there's saying. A Bon Iver song called Day One, so I think we have to give it back to Day One if we're not being terrible.
No, that doesn't work.
I don't make the rules. You just said there are songs. So
fuck it. I'm making the rules. It doesn't work.
Is there a song named Convergence?
Yes, probably.
There is by Fairy, who's a Vocaloid or something.
Honestly, I think it'd be harder to try to find an episode title that wasn't a song.
Yeah, that probably would be. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about it, Michael. What happened on The Last of Us? Ellie regroups with Dina and Jesse, shaken. Dina, or Jesse is about to take a bolt out of Dina. Dina is screaming. And this is also first shot is Dina screaming. Very much similar in the same way. And I don't know if you caught this. As Ellie's mom in the season one finale. Same scream. Same raining. Same type of scenario.
Right,
they did. Yeah. They fucking did it on purpose. I'm just saying. So, Dina and Jesse. Dina's trying to get the bolt out, or Jesse's trying to get the bolt out of Jesse. He's putting liquor on it, and then you know Dina's just like, "None for me," and she shoves it through. Ellie comes home shaking. Ellie talking to Dina reveals kind of what happened in Salt Lake, that Joel killed them all, that Joel died. Because of what he did in Salt Lake City, they killed him for that because he killed everybody. Dina, with that new information, says, let's go home. We're done. Let's go home. Jesse pulls out the bolt to Dina. Jesse calls out Dina for being pregnant. This is later on. I'm like all out of order with this. I shouldn't be talking to people while I write this. Jesse and Ellie go pack up, get ready to meet Tommy in the early morning of day three. On the way to the meeting point, which is at a bookstore, Jesse kind of calls out, like, what's going on? Like, what's going on with Dina? And it's like, is she pregnant? She's not taking any liquor from me. Like, it's the first thing I think of. And of course, like, yeah, that's happening. Shit is Gus. Jesse very much is like, I can't die here. We can't die here. We're in a war zone. It's not our war. At some point, they come across Seraphites and wolves. Wolves have a Seraphite cornered. Ellie goes to save him. Jesse's like, no. And she goes to save him again, pulls back like there's 6-on-2. What do you think would happen? We would have died. As they're waiting in the bookstore, they hear a radio call for a sniper. They go up, which I love as that's a thing that's in the show, and it's a Joel thing. And I love that they did it. And I love that they didn't be like, just like Joel, because the show's been on pretty very on the nose with its writing. Didn't mention any of it, but cool port. There was a radio call for a sniper. They hear shots, and Ellie sees the aquarium, the whale, and goes, that's where Abby is. Ellie wants to kill Abby. Jesse's like, no, we're here to save Tommy. We don't know that's Tommy. We don't know. They said sniper. It's probably Tommy. We don't know that. They kind of fight over philosophical differences. And at the end, Jesse goes to Ellie and says, I hope you make it through this. Ellie goes to the boats. Jesse goes to save Tommy. Ellie arrives to the shore, sees a boat, sees a couple of what we assumed are wolves. And as she's about to shoot, she notices a bunch of boats are in the water as they all turn their lights. Isaac is getting ready for assault on Seraphites. Sometime before this, I forget which order this was in. There is kind of like a present day Isaac and Park scene where they talk about Abby. Where's Abby? And they're like, we don't know. What's with Abby? She's a great soldier. He's like, we have lots of, like, the whole crew fucked off. Why do you want Abby? He's like, we have a lot of Mannies. We have a lot of Owens. We have a lot of Mel's. We don't have Abby. She's like, are you in love? He's like, no. Who's going to lead them? I'm probably going to die. You're probably going to die. Like, there's a good chance we both die. Who's gonna lead them when we're gone? Like, that person was Abby.
She's dude, like, well, I think that girl's pissed when he said that, TBH. So, oh, fuck yeah, you. Totally. My ass will be alive.
So there's that whole scene. I forget exactly where it is. I'm pretty sure it's some point where Jesse and Ellie are waiting for Tommy, who doesn't show up for reasons. Ellie, I can't say the reason.
I know.
We also don't know the reasons. We just
assume. That's true. We have assumptions. I had a lot of assumptions.
We know the reasons. Ellie gets a boat. She tries to go across the harbor. She comes across a really big wave and does the really stupid thing and goes across. It's like she never rode or never drove a boat before and never learned the proper boating techniques. You go through the
Proper
wave, not.
boating techniques.
Yeah. She capsizes her boat. She lands on an island. Seraphites or a Seraphite kid comes up. Seraphites come. They take her. She's very much like, kid, help. And the kid's just like,
Fuck
fucking
you.
kill her.
That shit was so savage. I'm not gonna.
It's just like, through sheer luck or maybe the enchantment of a necklace or no, enchantment of a bracelet, Ellie gets let go due to an oncoming assaults on their home village to be talked about in 2 years. Ellie takes another boat that she just happens to find. They're just, all around these days. Makes it through, finally gets to the aquarium, where she comes upon an empty aquarium with only an Owen and a Mel. Owen talking about how she plans to save somebody. They also mentioned Abby before it, so presumably Abby. And Ellie makes her appearance, points a gun at them. It's like, I want to know where Abby is. Like, we don't know. It's like, bullshit. You were just talking about Where's Abby? She does the Joel trick. You show me on the map, then you show me next, and they better fucking be right. Owen's like, don't. She's gonna kill us anyway. He's like, no, I'm not. I'm not an asshole like you are. So that was an interesting line. Owen then makes a move. For a gun, gets shot. And it's revealed that Mel also got shot in the neck, slicing her artery. She goes to Ellie. He's like, 30 seconds, cut it open. Baby, 30 seconds, cut it open. Ellie, my first looking to do so, does it. And she breaks down in tears. In shock, Tommy and Jesse find Ellie next to a dead Mel, grabs her. In the theater, Jesse, Tommy, and Ellie more or less make peace of what happened in Seattle and the plan to return to Jackson. You get a moment of Ellie and Tommy, or Ellie and Jesse kind of, coming together and be like, you came back to save me. He's like, what if I didn't want to? And through all this, too, Jesse also reveals many things about how he loved another girl. He also mentioned how he wanted to run off with her and how he didn't because he's here for Jackson. Like his loyalty is to Jackson. He wants to do what's best for Jackson. They need him to be the next Maria. He needs to be alive for his family. So they make peace. And then, boom. Scuffle happens. They run off very dramatically, very heroically. Open the door. Jesse is shot. Abby's right there saying, don't move. Gunpoint to Tommy. Ellie puts her gun to the side, says, I'm the one you want. And bang. The episode's over. Then Abby wakes up 3 days earlier in a stadium. Manny's going like, hey, Isaac wants you. She walks out, sees she's in, what is it, CenturyLink Field? Quest Field? I forget what it's called these days. The Seattle Stadium. Lumen Field? Maybe it's Lumen Field. And day one, Seattle, Abby. And that is what happened.
Oh.
You want to start the segment of five questions to appease Michael?
Yeah, we'll start with some. Is this a se Are we doing just this episode? Or are we locking in for the, like, are we doing a season
Let's do
thing?
this episode, and then if we want, we can talk more of the season. I want to do a season three prediction, like official video at some point in the next month or so.
So, first complaint here. All right, I'm going to air my grievances. I'll give credit where
No,
credit's.
this is. five questions to
appease. Well, it gets there because it's a question slash a grievance, right? So it's a grievance, in my opinion, on if you agree with this grievance, all right?
No, it's got to at least be a question.
Okay, a question is, why the fuck would the Seraphites be like, we captured this girl offshore, clearly not a Seraphite, but has a boat. We hear an attack in our village. Oh, you can live. It's fine. And just gets on the boat. It was so fucking pointless. What? Like that? I didn't understand that logic for that. I was like, huh? Why would you let her go? Like, you kill her. That's your thing. You don't just say, oh, it's fine. We don't know what's happening. Yeah, even if you didn't want to have the whole ritual, you could just, you know, kill her, be done with it, move on. They ain't gonna.
Maybe that's just not how they kill people.
But they have no problem killing people like that. Another point, like, you know, they'll shoot them with arrows and stuff. They don't care.
Maybe it's not a part of their religion, Michael. Maybe they have to kill people properly. I don't know. It is weird when you think about it, but like, it's one of those like movie logic things, you know, like where the secret villain's like, ah, ha, ha, I caught you, Mr. Powers. I'm going to walk away now so you can escape. It's not like, it wasn't like that. It's always, why don't you just kill them? And like, I think you can ask that question of like, why are you hanging and gutting them in the first place when you can just, you know, kill them? Like, why hang them when you can just gut them? So there is like that question. They're hanging for no reason, right? And it takes time to do so. So they would rather hang than just killing them off. So it's an interesting question. And I hope it's a question that someone answered in season 3.
Yeah, they got to give a good reason. Because for me, like, it was just super, like, any reason is going to be really shoehorned in for this specific. People are like, what?
Well, okay, this leads to one of my questions. How do we feel about adding Seraphites to Ellie's story?
Oh, they were. There, I mean, was they an were ex- there was.
There was.
Oh, go ahead.
There was an explanation. I didn't like watch this explanation, but I did see like a little bit of like articles. The articles that come out from like, oh, this is what Neil Druckmann said. And I'm like, there's a whole like show that where they talk afterwards. Like,
oh, yeah. You guys, that's great. Like, have you guys news. Watched this? Have you
watched? I watched it. The season one. I have not watched it for season two. For some reason, I felt like I just didn't want their explanation. I wanted to just have my own explanation before their explanations kind of judge how I feel about it. Because
sure.
I heard some of their explanations. I mean, it makes sense. But like, if you show me something and then you explain it and then I get it, is it still good storytelling? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it makes it better. It makes it more understandable. But like, I want to be able to get the things like immediately.
I think the story needs to be good enough as is. Have you ever heard the principle death of the author? It's basically like the idea of like reading a story and you imagine the author's dead. So there's no more. The story is what the story is. There's no other stuff. And how like that can sometimes be a really good thing because it helps you separate art from the artist, because there's a lot of questionable art from the past that's still really beautiful today. But if you met the person now, you'd be like, oh, you're a horrible person. Racist, misogynist, whatever.
It's like enjoying Michael Jackson music these days.
Death of the author,
it's hard. It's hard when you think of the person, but like when you forget about the person, you just take you judge the art for the art. It's like, oh, this is pretty beautiful music. But then again, once you think of the person, you're like, oh, I feel dirty just listening to this.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
My thoughts on the Seraphites. I was confused because I first thought they were doing a thing from Abby's storyline.
I did too.
Like, I read the article and they're like, oh no, we wanted to do this in the game, so we're going to add it. And I like, they added two scenes with the Seraphites, right? They added the one where Ellie wanted to save him and they didn't. And then they added, you know, the scene at the end where they were going to hang her. And my thoughts on it is, just because you have the time and the space to add something doesn't mean it's a good idea to add it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't think like them adding it took away from anything. So I have no complaints in that regards. And I know what they were trying to do, because I read the article that was basically just a recap of what they said on the show that they do at the end. And I get the idea of like, oh, we wanted this parallel of like, Ellie is someone who saves people and Jesse is somebody who is for the community, right? Like you will go to the ends earth to save somebody, and I will do what I need to do for Jackson, for the community. And this idea of like, oh, I gotta save this boy, but like now I'm getting killed by this other boy. And I'm like, I do like the irony and I do like the setup, but I'm like, I just don't think you did it well enough. And I don't think you had enough in the season, nor did you really have enough time to add a story like this. And
It
so,
wasn't
like, to
developed enough.
it just feels added, it feels extra. And like when he's, and this is where like I'm happy that he explained it. When he explains it, it makes sense. But I'm like, I just don't think it does anything to season two. Maybe it adds to season three, but it doesn't really add anything to season two. It doesn't really add to this story. And I'm just like, it just feels like an extra piece where it's like, I have to believe that she spent how many minutes trying to get across the ocean, that then she, drowned. She got all the way back to that island, and that's a pretty good distance. At least a mile. And then, like, they were just there, and then they're gonna immediately do that. And then, like, oh, then the ambush happened. So they let her go, and then she found another boat to drive across the ocean, and then she succeeded and got there. And I'm like, it just feels like it's
Convoluted.
suspending. Yeah, not necessarily convoluted, but I'm like, it just feels like, what's the payoff? What's the added? And it feels like they added more depth to the story when I'm like, I don't, is this just depth for depth? And I do like the added pieces. They added the bracelet, right, from Dina. We're like, oh, you're gonna need this lock. And I'm like, okay, that's, I like it, but I'm like, it just wasn't there. So it just feels like it's just added. Like, I like it for the episode, but I don't like it for the season, if that makes sense. Like, I liked how everything connected within the episode, but it didn't connect for the season. And I'm like, where's this lucky bracelet early on? Where is this in, like, all these other scenes? It just feels like you're just tacking on things. And it's like, the tacking on, it's like, it's well done, but I'm like, it just feels like extra. So I don't hate it, but it doesn't really do much for me. And I know Druckmann was like, nature's like telling you, don't do this, Ellie. This is a bad idea. Because like the first time she did it, she almost died, got off from a lucky break, and then immediately does the dangerous thing again to do it. And I'm like, I like that little tidbit.
Yeah, but they could show that. They don't, like, having to say that doesn't do much for the
Well,
story.
they did show it, and like I felt that, like that's how I was feeling when I watched it, like both times. Like, oh damn, she's doing that shit again? Like, that's dedication.
I thought they were,
Which.
so before we go any further, I thought they were going to completely alter the structure of the story there when she showed up on the shore. This is where it's stupid, is it was such a, this is why I think it upset me. Without getting spoilers, I thought things were about to converge at a very different point.
Ah, you said it. You said the title.
You got me.
Yeah. You didn't
But
even try.
no, I tried. A little bit.
Wait,
I
that was
don't
perfect.
know. Somewhat, kinda, sorta.
Okay.
It was, I think, more subconsciously than like intentionally, so
Probably.
anyways, but no, I thought it was about to, I thought everything was gonna come to a head at a very different point in time than it
I
did
thought so
there.
too for a
And
moment.
that, I was like, wow, that's a bold choice, but I kind of, and then when they're like, nope, she's on the boat. And she, so this was just pointless then.
Feels that way, kind of. It
You know, like, I'm
does.
not trying to be mean. Like, I love the, I literally have been the biggest stan for this fucking show. So, oh, this is what I was going to bring up. It's not really a question. Well, maybe it is a question, but you'll have to tell me.
It more
So,
grievance?
and it relates to grievances,
Do I
but
have to change this to five grievances to appease Michael?
Carmichael, yeah, maybe. It
You know, I
might be
might.
season three. We'll see. Actually, I don't know. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm
Well,
looking
before
forward
we
to
go any
season
further,
three.
I'm looking forward to season three. I'm just not happy about the way they did with season two. I hope they learn their mistake, learn from their mistakes, and make season three better. But I do feel like this is just a sloppy season. but I'm very
I have
skeptical
a new
right now.
I have a different term than sloppy. I don't think it's sloppy, but I have a different term for it. Well, I'm gonna save it.
So what I was gonna ask you is,
oh,
given where yes. we started at the beginning of the season, cause I felt very optimistic. Like, I forget what episode it was that I texted you, and I was like, I love this show. Like, I think it was episode
season
three.
Season two?
Yeah, okay. I think it was episode three. And I was like, holy
like,
shit.
It keeps getting better.
It keeps getting better. I felt
you jinxed it.
Yeah, I did. And then you had just said something about, is it getting better, or is it just one of our favorite video games of all time? And I was like, that's a good point. And I thought about it, and I was like, no, it does keep getting better. And I would stick by that. Season, episode three, I was like, damn, this is going to be a ride. And then episode four, I was like, okay. And then episode five, I was like, okay. And then episode six and seven. Six was okay. It's just all been very okay.
Yeah. What's your question?
I remember, so this kind of relating to you saying that, is it our favorite? I felt like you were more skeptical around episode three. Maybe you weren't, but I felt like you were. Do you still have that? Did you get that get better or improve for you?
I was just curious how they were going to do the season. I think now we know what they're going for. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I just want to know how you're going to handle it. I didn't mind how they handled it through three episodes, but I was just like, I didn't think episode three was better than two. I thought two was kind of the peak, maybe episode six for other reasons. But I was just like, I wanted to see what episode four or episode five was. I wanted to see Seattle a little bit more. I did like episode three, but I'm like, I want to see how they did this. I was optimistic, so I'm like, I trust this team, but this is a tough story to handle. And my season two predictions and season two concerns when we finished season one 2 years ago, and we were talking about this.
I should have watched that before this, honestly, now that I'm thinking about it. That would have been so smart.
It would have been. I was just like, I don't know how they're going to do the story, because the story just doesn't fit with what they're going to do. And that's kind of where I'm at. And I have more thoughts, but I want to save it for the grievance segment of the show.
Grievance.
It's that I'm going to, that I just added at this moment, because I do have grievances.
So do we like more of the conflict that we got to see between I really did like that we got to see Jesse and Ellie kind of get into it a little bit there. That sting a little bit.
Let's play a game. Mm-hmm. This is part of the quiet questions, but there's like questions within the question. Who did it better, the game or the show? And I have three. I have like three questions within this question. The first one is, Jesse, overall, who did better, show or game?
God, I have to marinate on that one. That is a toughie.
Nope, now. Do it now. Do it.
I want to say the game still, to be honest with you.
Really?
I just didn't, like, I feel like for what they were going for with him, they didn't give it enough time. I really liked it, but it kind of was like, it's like going to a restaurant, there's something really, or a buffet, and you're like, oh, that's really good. And they're like, oh, yeah, we know it was, but you just had the last of it. They're not, The Last of Us, really.
You just said it. Last of it.
The last of it.
The last piece of pizza.
So, yeah, we don't Part have two. Any more for you. That's it. Well, can we have some more again? No, that's it. That's all you get.
It's very abrupt the way they're just like, can I have more? No.
No. So maybe less is more is a good thing, but I felt like we got more time with him in the game, personally.
I mean, you get more time with everybody in the game. I would say proportionally, it feels like we got more Jesse in the show. I'm going to say show. I think Jesse was better in the show.
I didn't think of a massive pro for the show. That I think, well, you say your thing and I'll say it. I think the mess for with.
I think Jesse's character feels more formed in the show. I think his arc, what he wants, I love the scene between Jesse and Ellie and him just being like, Is it a problem that me and Dina the confronting stage? Because in the game, he's just this cool, nonchalant type
That
of
was what,
dude.
yeah. That was always so weird. In the game, he's just like, oh, you're with my ex-girlfriend slash baby mama? That's cool. It's whatever.
It's just like, bro, that's not cool. He's like, I don't fucking care. Whatever.
Yeah, he literally was like, okay, I
No, I
would
don't
be a
fucking care.
lot, like, even if you were really good friends, I'd be pretty upset if somebody stole my girl, so to speak.
Jesse's a really cool dude in this in the game. Like
Yeah.
he's just like a really cool down to earth, like I'm gonna just help my friends out guy. And that's what he was. And that's all he really there wasn't much to him. We didn't really learn more. We knew he was a Boy Scout, but he was just like he was a cool cucumber Boy Scout. Whereas in the show, he was very much how I would be. Where it's like it's not our fucking war. It's like I'm getting Dina and my fucking kid out of here. Fuck you and your fucking vengeance. And like that, just the F bombs. And it's just like, you know what? He's very prickly, but you know what? This is exactly how I would be in there in the situation. And I'm like, this to me feels like a very rational thing. But this whole idea of like, you're my friends, I'm gonna save you, but also fuck you for making me fucking do this.
Him saying, I'm not gonna die out here, and I'm like, about
Ooh. You're right. You're not gonna die out here.
that. You
In
will
there, in
not
that
be in that
theater.
building. We were just in like 20
You
minutes ago. You would not see it coming. There's no option.
But yeah, it was just I just really liked what the game did, and I like how they made his death like more ironic. And I felt like his death was more important. Like it wasn't just like boom, oh, Jesse's dead. There goes that guy. And it's just like, oh fuck. Ellie's already like traumatized by the three deaths that she had to do. Like the three like people. Like she's traumatized by it. Now her vengeance actually has like a death that she didn't want, which is Jesse. And like now she has to live with that. And like not just her kid, her
Yeah.
potential kid, right? And Dina now don't have a father. And it's because of your vengeance. And it's like this is a consequence of it. So I like that. I like the game, or I like the show.
I think
I like the.
now that you explain it more, you bring some more points. I think you're right. It really did show like Jesse being a lot more. Because in the game, he's just like, it's cool, it's whatever. I mean, he gets a little prickly towards when the whole Tommy incident plays out, but otherwise, he just is so maybe, and maybe I'm remembering the song. I need to replay it. I actually have it on my PS5 right next to me, and I started playing it since.
Who did it better? This is the Jesse Ellie split scene. Who did it better?
Show. I'll
In
give it to the show.
the game, right? They came across a boat, and I think there was also like a pathway to Jesse, or a pathway to Tommy, and he's like, "All right, this way." He's like, "There's a boat. That boat can get us to Abby." And then that's where Jesse pulls the line. I hope he make it. I hope he make it. In the show, a little bit more dramatic. Go save Tommy. Go kill Abby. We don't know it's Tommy. And this whole thing gets brought up of like, I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do. And like there's that point of contention, and then Jesse does that same line, I hope you make it.
I think the show did it better. I do. I
I
think the
agree.
show. These are good points. I will give credit where credit's due. I think it's not the moment by moment problem. The show, like I think with the show, I want to hear your third question, but I think with the show, what I'm realizing is like moment by moment, there's a lot of scenes they adapt differently that I really like. It's the overall cohesion that I think is really lacking, or just needed some more time in the oven, or at least a few more. Even another episode or two, just to fill it out a little bit better. Keep going though.
We
My
will
bad.
save it for the segment
Yes.
of five grievances
Yes.
to make Michael feel better. It's easy, just five grievances to make Michael. Oh, wait, no, five grievances to help Michael cope.
I like cope.
Oh, Potter, man. I love that statement. There was a group chat And the guy would always be like, "Help harder," and I'm just like, "We just it would just be end up being a thing." And I'm like, "I love that saying, help
It's
harder,
a good
man."
one. It is a good one.
That's a good one. Last one. Who did it better, show or game? The Owen Mel death scene.
Ooh, now you're hitting one of my favorite moments in the game, to be honest with you.
And then I'm gonna add another question on top of it.
Okay.
How do we feel about the Mel baby scene?
Show did it better. I just have to be honest. Like, the show did it better. I remember being like, Haley, I looked over at Haley and she was just. And I was like, do you not remember this from the game? We
It was
literally.
different.
It was
a lot of different colors too.
different, but it was like thematically very similar. But yeah,
So you think the show did it better?
I guess I'll give it to the show this time.
I like the game more.
Really?
Okay, so I have two thoughts here, two opinions. I thought the show did a good job in the scene, and I like how they did it. I think the way they did it in the show fits what they're trying to go for with the episode and the show overall. The quick cut to the chase, like we're just I like how they did it. It was one shot. It made it more accidental rather than two. And I don't know. I like the scene, but I like the game a little bit more because I like the dog part in the beginning. I like, it just felt like there was more to it, and it was more intentionally like Ellie shot both of them. She didn't want to, but like her actions, her push for vengeance led to their death. And it was also like, because Owen took the shot because he didn't want to give up Abby. And he also knew Mel would.
I think so. Here's my counter argument to it. I think there are parts about the game I like better, like the when she starts vomiting when she realizes that she's pregnant. I like that better because it's a lot more like
Yes.
visceral, with her being like,
I
"Oh my
like.
God!" Like that. It's like that. Like where she's just kind of like self-examining.
I also just like the fact that, like, when the baby, like, when she saw that she was pregnant, there was no, there, it was just that. And then she was just like, just the realization that she killed a pregnant person. And, like, she not, like, she's taking care of a pregnant person. She just killed a pregnant person. Like, that guilt was just there and you just knew. Whereas I feel like in the show, and this is where we'll talk about the Mel baby scene, I don't hate the baby scene. I just don't get what they were doing.
I think they were trying to really show it was a more clear demonstration of like how this vengeance doesn't just impact Ellie. It's not just it's there's going to be victims that are innocent or not. And yeah, like Tommy uses the rationale of, well, they made their choice, but that baby didn't. They didn't like that. Oh, we're gonna get something. They just got an absurd
Right.
audience response to that. But
But
it's
like
gonna.
the
It's just. It's more like the collateral damage. Like, oh, Mel was willing to give her up. She was like, I don't give a shit. Like Mel was actually in that moment, like an at all. I mean,
But I
a
mean, like the Mel
quasi.
baby scene, the scene where Mel's like, "Take my baby out, cut the cervix, cut the
Yes, I get
baby
what you're
out."
saying there. I'm getting there.
That scene, like yeah. So like everything before it, it's fine. It's just the baby scene at that moment. I'm just like, what are you saying here?
I
Like,
think
what
it was. They were just trying
message?
to say, like, I think they were just trying to, like, once again, just show, like, Ellie's fall from grace, so to speak, right? And I think they were trying to show, like, she's not a bad person, but she's not thinking right. She's not thinking right. And this is the consequence of when you're like, it's like when you're mad and you're on the phone with somebody and you're driving and you kind of like, you, like, if you're yelling at somebody, you kind of do something stupid and you catch yourself and you have that, holy fuck, what, I almost got hurt there, you know, or just in general, I'm picking driving,
I
but
didn't
I'm.
take that. I didn't take it that way at all. I took it
Really,
as
that's
like,
how when I read, that's how I read, it was like, it was just like,
no,
it's like, oh, I.
I read it as like, she's desperately trying to save her baby. Like, we still got the guilt of like her dying is there and all that. But just the added of like, cut the baby open, get the baby, and then her making the decision not to. And I'm like, I like
That.
that I saw it. I'm like, I don't mind the scene itself, but I'm like, there's so much in this fucking episode where I'm just like, why are you adding this on top of all the other things you added? And like, what does this do to the story? What is this? Like, you're tacking this on, But it's like, are you like Abby's making the choice or Ellie's making the choice to not save the baby, and even though like she's going to be a dad, and there's that extra guilt. But I'm like, is this supposed to be extra guilt? Is there supposed to be a mess? Like, I don't get it. It feels like it's trying to be controversial. You know what I mean? Like,
I
it
think
feels
she
like
just
they're
didn't. I
trying
think.
for it.
I don't think she could try to. I think what. I mean, maybe we're looking at two different things here. Like, in terms of. If I'm understanding your grievance of this scene. A grievance
I
for
just I, I
Jacob.
just don't I don't I just don't I just don't see why at it. You know what I mean? I don't
Why add.
see
I
the
just. I think it
I
just.
don't
Show,
get
it
it.
demonstrates. It just demonstrates that further fall from grace, and, like, when she can't bring herself to
But
save the
like
baby.
the
Like,
but
she
she
has that, like. It's like looking somebody in the eye that you killed them, not only them, and
They
then
did
you
that
killed
though
their
in the game.
child.
They
Yeah,
did
but
that in the game.
it's that humanization, that connection of, like, you're gonna save my baby. I don't care that you care. You just gotta save him, her, whatever. And she's Ellie's like, yeah, but Ellie's like, I'm in over my head. I don't know what I'm doing here,
I
and,
guess.
like, just accepting, like, if I kill, and, like, Haley pointed out too, like, if she didn't, even if she saved the baby, what? They're in a huge storm outside. She has no milk or any way to feed the baby.
That
Doesn't
baby's
even know
dead.
how old. Yeah, it's dead no
That
matter what. So that's like,
baby's dead.
it's like having to, like, she's it's like the, one of the few things that she can do is, like, is to comfort this dying. And I wouldn't even say comfort. It's just that she's, like, kind of playing along because she's like, yeah, you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. As she's, like, dying and bleeding out. Which I'm amazed she didn't try to put massive pressure on there to be like, okay,
Right.
I'm gonna coach you through this shit. I'm dying fast, but she kind of maybe she did. I don't remember her really pushing her
She
neck
was
really.
trying to, and she
But I
said
guess the
30
blood is probably just
seconds.
going so, like.
I from a writer's perspective, it's just the question of what's the point? And like why I say that is because the guilt and all like it's all there. The game art like she already showed the guilt. Like, hey, your death has consequences. So I'm like, I just don't get the added of Mel asking to save the baby. And maybe there's a season three thing they're gonna add in. But
God, they would just to
I
be
don't
sadistic fucks, dude. They're gonna
I
add something
don't
that's gonna make it even worse.
Right? Yeah.
100%,
And like
100%.
I hope so at this point. I hope they're adding like different things so they can add to it in season three and you're just like, oh, that makes okay, oh. That makes it more tragic. Why are we getting Abby and Isaac's lore now? I thought that was
So.
interesting, where
God, you're gonna see.
they.
This is where you're baiting me right now. You're baiting me. You don't want me to rage, but you're baiting me, bruh. You're just gonna bait me, bruh. What you doing? You got a little fishpole over there, brother?
No, I'm
All right.
just.
Well, here's why. It's just sequel baiting, dude. That's what it is. I mean, I don't disrespect it. I understand that they're making season three, but it's 100% just sequel baiting of. There's more to this story. You're not aware yet. Like, I think they did a good enough job with the last few. I don't think they. I actually. Well,
I like that he did this, by the way.
I do like that they did this, but it
I
is
like
sequel
the
baiting.
it is. I do like that they're showing it. I like how they showed like Isaac taking off, and I'm like, because in the game we don't really know any of what's going on, and I like that we're getting a little bit of more information now because it's like, okay, something's happening. We don't know what's happening, but something's happening. I mean, me and you know what's happening, but we like general audience goers do not. So I really liked it, but I'm just like it just feels out of place now. It doesn't feel it's like it's you're right. It's more like they're baiting. Also, the lady that plays Park, I'm pretty sure she was in Daredevil Born Again as like a
Really?
detective.
That's
I
awesome.
do not like her acting.
She's very wooden.
She's very like she just seems like a TV actor. Like she doesn't feel like a real person. She feels like a TV actor in like I don't know. I didn't really care for her acting. And I'm pretty sure she
Interesting.
I thought she was also in Daredevil Born Again. I could just have be having a bad moment of white guy mistakes Asian lady for another Asian lady moment. That could be me.
Well, let's find out. We do. That's the beauty of the internet, isn't it?
It is.
Okay. Let's see. Last of Us
White guy moments with Jake.
Park. Probably would have made that a recurring theme there, my friend. But you get one.
I get one.
All right, I found
The actress, is
You
she in
used Hattie Anna
Daredevil Born
Park.
Again?
Oh, that's funny. She has the same
She
last name.
in?
All right, we're gonna go.
All
Let
right.
me see.
Here I go. Here I go.
You do
Here
not
I
want to
go
know the
again.
answer to this.
Is she not in Daredevil
And
Born
she
Again?
is not in Daredevil Born
Oh my God.
Again. That's it. Wrap it up, folks. No, just kidding. Oh, well,
If
you
this
get it.
happens,
It's okay.
a third time, then okay, I'm gonna say racism. Sorry, I out myself out here. I didn't like her acting. I didn't really care for it. It just felt very flat. She reminded me of another Asian lady in Daredevil, which was just terrible writing too, by the way. Like, the scenes that that person was in was also just terrible writing. But also just wooden acting on top of terrible writing. I don't know. I'm gonna digress and move on to something else. I mentioned this briefly, but did you catch the season one opener and how it was similar? Did you catch that at all or did not?
I
Okay,
did
you're gonna have to
not.
watch it again and we'll have to get back to it. Last one, my last question, and it's not a big question. Are we mad that we didn't get Seattle City Rivers?
Dude, that well, okay, I'm
I completely understand why they didn't do it, but
That's
I
what
was also.
I can be mad about it, but I'm like I'm also it would be pretty wild if they fucking like were like, all right,
I
we're gonna
wanted to
construct.
see it.
I
I
just don't know
wanted to
how
see
you
a
would do it
live action
logically.
set.
That part is
I
so
don't know either.
fucking sick though. That is one of
I
the coolest
wanted to
parts of the
see
game.
it. I wish they had a live action set of this somehow this river gushing through the city of like these city streets, and this is how the river is, and like you have to like navigate the boat. I get why they skipped it. It honestly makes more sense because in the game, I'm just like, do rivers work like this? Like, would this like and like I've been to Seattle. I'm like, I don't feel like this would like. Was there a water source near downtown where it would have this big of water flow to create this like amount of rapids and current through the city? I didn't get that sense. Like, I was like doubting the believability of it like while playing the game. So I'm not mad about it. I'm like, oh, I wanted to see at least
So,
one. At
I just
least
had an
one.
idea. They should have had that in there because, or not should have. It would have been better. That would have been a better way to have the whole thing with the Seraphites than the island than them landing on, her landing on that island. You know what I mean? At
Yeah,
least if
because
the
like.
like if you could literally have them show up, get into a firefight. She is about to get got, and then that happens, and they start leaving, and you see all the boats headed to this island. That's all you need. That's basically all you got. That's
Yeah,
all you
that's all you
got, but
need.
just better. And then Ellie, like, it'd be still kind of a little off, but it would be a point of like, hey, Ellie, remember how you tried saving those kids, and they were now they're more than willing to kill you.
Yeah.
So.
All right. All right. 47 minutes. Grievances. All I got for the rest of it is ratings. The ratings for the finale in the show, MVC and MVB for all of it. So we can talk a little bit more about grievances. Well, let's talk about ratings, and then we'll get into grievances. Let's do
Okay,
that.
let's do it.
So, here's my rating for the finale. I thought it was a 4+. I honestly think it's a great finale for what it was. I could complain about the extra little bits, the Seraphite, the baby scene, Isaac with Abby. It feels me knowing where the story goes. I'm just like, why is that there? I don't get it. But overall, for the story that they're trying to tell, I thought they did a really good job. I thought the performances were amazing. We didn't even talk about performances. I thought Bella Ramsey was actually really good here. I thought the I forget who plays Jesse,
Jalen
but
Devers.
I thought,
Oh, no, just
yeah,
kidding.
I
Mazino
thought
Young.
he was. Oh yeah, yep, that sounds familiar. I thought he was amazing. I didn't think his acting was wooden at all. Just saying, I'm praising another Asian actor here. Just know another white guy moment to be chalking up.
Raff it up.
You just the dead silence here.
Yeah.
All right.
You're lucky we're not in front of a studio audience, Jake. That'd be
I would just roll off like roll with it. Or it would be just dead silent, like what the fuck is this guy doing? I don't know. 4+ finale, like I thought it was a really good finale. I thought it was. And I got, before the show even started, I got perspective from a friend who watched the show, didn't play the game. He fucking loves it. He's all in, by the way. Friend of the show. Michael, what is yours?
Oh.
For this finale.
So if you're gonna judge it off a finale, then it's gonna if I'm judging it based off it's the finale
For what
status,
they're
not just the
trying
episode.
to do, like think diving, right? You score it for what they're trying to do and the complexity of what they're trying to do. It's kind of like that.
3+, maybe. Soft 3+, hard 3. My reason being is just they're trying to set up a larger story. For sure, I get that. But if you're going to have this be a season finale, and I understand with the structure of the game, this would be is a very hard thing to pull off.
None, but
But
yeah.
it's just not like if I'm looking at this as like, you know, object without the perspective of it, it's kind of a lackluster finale. It didn't have that feeling of holy, you know, there's episodes of TV you watch as finales and been like, holy shit, I need to rewatch it again. That was fucking insane. I literally have never seen something quite like it before. And you just end up watching that episode again, and you're like, oh, I can't wait till the next season. This is like it's passable. I get what they're trying to do. I get that it's very hard to end this on a solid note, but I feel like I kind of feel like they didn't do enough with it. You know what I mean? Like, in my mind,
Yeah,
a
I get what you're
season
saying.
finale should be very. It's supposed to be the episode that you're signing off. You're like, we're not gonna be back for 2 fucking years, bitches. You gotta
And is
have a
that
hook like it. It's.
a. Yeah. I mean, the hook is they won.
But that can't be. That's too
What
much of.
happened? What happened, Michael?
But I'm saying,
What
like,
happened
up
with
until that, yes.
Abby and
I
Ellie?
already
What
know.
happens?
I
I want to know
already
what
know.
happens. I want to know what
I already know.
happens. But that's what I'm getting at, though. The people who haven't played the game. Anyway, okay. So we kind of, I think we got our grievances of the show or
We
for this
did.
finale pretty much out. So this is where we go through the ratings for the show. My first thought was 4, but then I typed dot dot dot. I think I'm going 4-. I think like the show was a 4 until the finale. And yeah, I gave the finale a 4+. But the show was a 4 until the end. It's weird, it's complicated, but here's why I give it a 4-. I think for the most part the show is great. I think the acting is amazing. I think the action for the most part is amazing. I think the set pieces were amazing. I think there's moments where I'm like, that doesn't look as great. The Seattle Mart, I was like, the video game pulls this off a lot better. Feel like the show should look better than the game sometimes, but the games are pretty good. So I'm not, maybe that shouldn't be. I'm rambling here. The show is mostly great, but overall, as a whole, this season feels clunky as fuck, and that was my biggest concern going into this season from 2 years ago. I don't know how they're going to pull it off. And
I don't know how they're going to pull it off as a 3-season approach. That
oh,
is.
I know, I know now how they're going to pull it off. I just don't think it's a good. I just don't think with how they're trying to do it is a good way to do it. And here's why. I thought everyone was complaining about the pacing of this episode. That's what I saw like on some of the comments was, oh, the pacing was bad. Oh, the pacing was bad. Oh, it was so quick. And I'm like, guys, the pacing's been the same the entire show. It's a quick pace through the story. This episode was a quick pace to the story, to the big moment. It was 40 minutes. Guess what? Season one finale, Salt Lake City, it was under 40 minutes. We cut to the chase. We got there. Joel massacred the hospital, and it was very quick. It was a This they decided to make a very quick version of the show, a quickly paced version of the show. This pace works well for season one. They could do this in season one because each the nine episodes, you hit the strong parts of the story, and like this game is made for TV in that sense. Season two isn't made that way. Season two is an act five structure where there is multiple moving parts and there's a lot of different like context that happens. Like the story in the game is great because when you're chilling in those moments, that's where the characters connect. And so this game was, this season two was always going to be the question of how are you going to do it? And they're like, we're going to do it in a very similar way of season one. And I'm like, I think that's where they've messed up. I don't think that structure works. I don't think this is, it's not like, it's fine. I think four minus, like, I'm like, it's, I think we have the right people. We have the right actors and actresses. And I don't really have a complaint with anyone. I know Bella Ramsey, there's heat of contention there. I think she pulls off her Ellie very, very well. But I think they messed up with structure. And I think they messed up with pacing. And I think they're trying to do this in like this seven episodes. And like, you should have just made this 10 episodes. You should have slowed it down. And you should have, instead of trying to tell a game like the video game, you should have just told a television story. You
Yes.
should have just made a traditional TV show, switch what you needed to make the story work.
So,
Right? You had to. Sorry, I'm
no,
cooking here, man.
you're good. You're good. You keep going. Keep cooking.
You had to make, like, you have to be bold with this story. This is a bold video game story. It was an empathy test, and it was a beautifully crafted one. Once, if you understand it, you love it. And if you don't understand it, you hate it. It wasn't meant for a TV show. And so, in order to adapt the story, you had to make it a TV show. And I don't think they did that. I think they tried to just tell the story the way they told it from season one. And I think they're telling it the when some of the best, like, I think they're telling it the best way they can. It just doesn't, it feels clunky. And here's my biggest thing, Michael, my biggest complaint. If you're going to tell a story this way, then tell the whole story this way. Don't do this like, oh, we'll make season two, we'll make Ellie day one, and then wait 2 years. No, don't fucking do that. That's stupid. That's dumb. Just like make the entire game, shoot it up, and release it within a year. Like, if we had to wait 3, 4 years for this version of the game, that's fine. Age up the characters. It makes sense. But to do this and tell an incomplete story, and it is incomplete, and now we have to wait 2 years, it feels clunky as hell.
See,
And
this
I.
I wanna ask something now because you're cooking here and I wanna get your opinion. So does it
Yeah,
really
I.
deserve a four then? Because that's my thing is like your left steel feel you can it's really good. It's like you have a burger and it's very good, but then the fries are cold, your drink's got some mysterious liquid in it that you're not sure where it originated from, and a lot of I just that's where I'm
It's a
more asking as a
four.
friend.
It was a four until I got the whole picture of season two. And
But
this is
even a
where I'm
four
like, it's
minus, you get.
a four minus. Because, like, here's why it's a four minus. It's mostly great. Season, like, episode two, the Joel episode, it's a five. I look back and I'm like, that's a five.
That
Episode
was a
six
good fucking episode.
for the story that they were trying to tell. I'm like, that's like a four plus five minus. I'm like, there is a lot of great elite writing here, but there's also a lot of clunkers. There's a lot of on the nose writing, and there's also Neil Druckmann trying to be cute with the story and also trying to make it very obvious for people to get it. But in doing so, you make a very clunky television show, and you're tr it's a four minus because it is great, but I'm questioning if it is
All
because
right.
of how clunky it is. Does that make sense?
It does. I'm gonna cook
All
now.
right. Do it.
At the stove. Let's hit it. Hit the burners. Okay. I would say, at its best, I would give it a 4-. At its best, I would not give it anything higher than that. I'd say it's a hard 3+. I think it's a lot of the
Okay.
issues you put up before, I think, are the best way. Because the quality is very good. When it's there, it's like, God, this is good.
It's
You
elite.
got it.
It's elite
You
level.
got very good. The problem is what you said there, is that it's too goddamn clunky. You know, I
Yeah.
was really hoping with this adaptation, especially knowing that they were going to probably break it into multiple seasons. And at one point, I think they talked about having all part two in one season, which would be, I'm glad they did not do that. That would have been
I think they should
god-awful.
have. I honestly think that I think they should have.
Maybe that could have worked, but I would be hesitant that we
18
would have got that.
season, 18 episode season.
Yeah, but they're not gonna do that. That's the
They
thing. It's
should
like,
have.
this is where I think this is the problem, is that HBO is doing a disservice to its television creation. This is the
I mean,
same problem with
probably.
House of the Dragon. You can't, like,
Netflix too.
these 7-episode seasons are ass. Nobody likes them. People watch them because they're like, yeah, we want to fucking know. But more often than not,
What sunk
especially if you're gonna have
Disney?
it, huh?
It's what sunk Disney
Yeah, it's like they
and
just need
Disney
to stop.
Plus.
So here's my problem with it, is structurally, that is where the biggest problem is.
Yeah.
When we got 3 episodes in, I was like, okay, they're taking their time. I was still pretty skeptical, but if you had shown me the draft up to the show of season 3, I'd be like, wow, I really like this. Is they're taking their time, they're really exploring things. And then it's just like, it's kind of like you're walking with somebody and you're walking on a nice trail and they're like, there's birds over there, and then they just go on a dead sprint and you're like, what the fuck? And you go up to them and then they're just walking real slow. You go, oh, that was it. Oh, okay, maybe you saw a spider or something. I don't know. And you're walking you're like, okay. And it's just like this, so there's
It's
stuff
like me
they
try
there's
it's
stuff
like me trying to jog, realizing I don't have it.
It's just like they needed like 3 more episodes. At least 1 or 2 more episodes. They needed an episode to really
I
slow
agree.
down.
I agree
Either
and I don't
they
agree.
so when they get to Seattle, take their time, like have them really go over this, discuss it. Have more stuff with the Seraphites and the wolves
More
too. Give us a little
clickers.
bit more of that. Yeah, like we
Slow
have that
down the
crew.
action.
Because did we have, when was the last time we saw an infected? Did we see an infected last episode?
No.
Or, well, I guess we saw Eugene, but that doesn't really count. Not in this
No,
episode.
episode five?
Yeah.
Episode
Which was admittedly one of my favorite parts. I really like the spores, but
five, yeah.
yeah. But anyways,
Oh, the
where they
spores. I'm
took
still
their.
mad about the spores.
I like the spores, but that's
I like the
that's.
spores. It's just you, if you're gonna bring it back, do it right.
It's fair. It's a fair critique.
Like, if you're gonna take them out, like, it's just so
That's why I'm
wishy-washy.
just amazed you're giving this a 4. That's what's blowing my mind right now. Or a 4
It's
mi like a 4 minus, I can get behind that, 'cause that's where I'm at. But like a hard 4, I'm like, or no, I guess it's not a hard 4. It's a
Let's go through my ratings again. Okay, one trash, two meh,
Yeah.
three good, four great, five elites. 4-, I'm like, it's mostly great.
But there's some, yeah, okay, fair point, fair
It's
point.
mostly great. I'm like,
I felt like it was
individual.
very good, but I don't know if I would put
Yeah.
it. It got
Like,
or
when it
started
comes
off.
to structure wise, 2+.
Yeah, it's like what was happening here.
2+. Here's here. I want to. Do I do this now or do we? You know what? No, we're gonna do this now.
All right.
This is how I would have done the season. This is how I would have done the show. And I've already said basically how I would have done it. And I have two ways of doing this. Okay.
I know one of your ways is the hot take. I like fundamentally disagree, but go
Oh
ahead.
no!
Do it.
I. You can disagree with it, but I'm still on
It's
it.
your yeah. It's your show. It's your show. It's the Jake show.
We both agree that the way they're going about it now, and I think they're going to continue. Like, we're getting another seven, six, seven episode season with Abby, more than likely, if not even less. Or we're getting a full season 3 with like the California stuff too, and we're getting like 9, 10 episodes there. I don't know. They could do. I could see them doing that now. Here's the thing. We both agree that if they continue to do this like really 40, 50 minute episodes, and we get like each day or like back, like it's just too quick, too much. Like it doesn't cook enough. It doesn't marinate enough to taste amazing like the game does, right? And I think that is a problem with season one as well. I think we both agree this isn't the best way to go about it. So to me, that gives me two ways to go about it. One, you continue the way that you're doing, but instead of releasing season two and season three, you just make it season one, part one, or season two, part one, season two, part three, or part two, and then you just release it spring, fall, and then you just hype it up in the spring, then you hype it up for the fall, or you wait a year.
A
Because, like,
year,
if
I
you're
think, would
telling.
even be more acceptable. It's just 2 years. It's just too much.
If you're like, okay, next, like season two, part two, 2026, I'd be like, ah, dope. All right, I'm a lot more excited for this because there's that gap. There's that year gap. You come into season fresh. You're like, all right, Abby time, right? 2 years, too long. Like, why the fuck am I gonna care about season three? Like, as a fan, just like I care because I love the story. Why is a casual, if they were like meh on this story, why the fuck would they care about Abby season three 2 years from now?
Yeah, well,
Like
that's the whole problem. Yeah.
next year, yeah, fall definitely. 2 years from now, it's like, oh, okay. That's, am I that dedicated to the story? It's like, I don't know. The other way I would have done it, and this is how I would rewrite the show entirely, Michael. 10 episodes a season. 10, like Game of Thrones. Season one, 10 episodes. We're gonna lengthen that baby out. We're gonna ease into it. Episode one might just be Texas, the whole flashback. And then you start season or episode two. You just take your time, get to know the characters, make it an actual TV show, not an adaptation of a video game. Because that's what this feels like. That's what season two feels like. It feels like an adaptation. No, make it a fucking show. Season two, you get the Jackson. Season three, that's where we get Seattle, the big Seattle. And we take our time into it. Five episodes, it's Ellie. Five episodes, it's Abby. And then we get the big finale at the end. Maybe we make it 11 episodes just for that. Season four, we get California, but not just we get California, we get more. And then maybe the story continues, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it ends there. Right? But we just, it's a television show through and through. It's a television show that's adapting the story, but it's making sure it's a television show.
I hear you. I
Like,
hear you.
you're just retelling the story, but you're doing it to fit the format rather than just doing this clunky ass thing where it's like, oh, we're gonna make it short and cut, and it's like, no, just 10 episodes.
You
Lengthen
just
out.
gave me an idea here. Give me 1 second, because I think you're kind of hitting the exact problem on the head. Give me
Yeah,
two
so that's
seconds.
2 seconds.
Well, you keep talking.
And
I just
Michael,
wanted to.
and I just like, we could talk about this later too, like how we would have done it, and we could have done this because I do want to get the NBC and MBB before we get too much into the rabbit hole.
That's fair.
But yeah, that's where I'm at. I just lengthen it out, make it a TV show.
So
Like,
the
give us
three
more time.
highest rated episodes, actually the four, episode one, episode or season one, episode five, season two, season one, episode eight, season two, episode two, and season one, episode one. And what I think about the number one thing that joins us all together, I think, is that you hit it right on the head, is they were an adaptation. They took their time. They told the story methodically. They added in stuff you didn't care about. You didn't even know about in the game. You're like,
Ooh,
oh, that's
I
so cool.
fucking love that in season
And
one.
it's just, they just did not like, and like even episode two of season two, amazing. Like all the stuff with Joel and like the, oh, like the blow, like the shamble, the
Add
infected attack.
more.
It was just like, whoa. And then it's just kind of like they had, it's like they went in with a huge bang and then just kind of floundered.
It's just, and I now understand why Craig Mazin doesn't want to do part three. I think he struggled with this, and I think he struggled with
Has
being
he said
drunk
he didn't
men.
want to do
He said he didn't
part
want to do
three?
part three. He's done. It doesn't matter if the game gets made. He doesn't want to do it. And I'm like, I get it now. This this feels like this wasn't going well. It doesn't feel like it was as solid and smooth as part one. This feels like there was a lot of things that just didn't, I don't know. Like, I don't know who had more control, but it feels like Neil
Frank
Druckmann
did
took
is the
more of a,
problem.
I think he took more of a lead here, and he did shit that just doesn't work for TV. Like,
I
that's
don't
gonna
think
be
he
my
had many writing
guess.
credits, though, dude. I'm pretty sure this was
Neil
all
Druckmann?
Frank. He had some, but I don't think he was the lead writer on
Episode
half these.
six.
Episode
I
6, he
don't know.
was.
I don't know. It just feels like somebody struggled here, and it might be Craig Mazin, just based on those comments. But we're getting into a little bit of speculation. Let's get the NBC, MBV. We're going to hit this back up anyway because we really enjoy Last of Us.
We do.
All right. MV, we're going to do for the episode first, NBC. Most valuable character. I have two. Only two. And I think I'm leaning one area off.
I'm gonna
I think I'm gonna. You
go
go.
ahead.
You say. You
I'm still
say.
torn here. I'm still torn, so you should go.
I think I'm gonna be at the Jesse. And I didn't
Yeah,
think I was
that's
going
yeah.
to. I really liked his characterization. I thought his character was like on the nose. Not on the nose, but I was just like, yeah. I'm like, you know what, Jesse? Yeah, you're making a whole lot of sense here, and I learned a lot more about him. MVP, I also give the guy who plays Jesse.
Yeah.
Ellie fucks up a lot.
Yeah, she
She fucks
does.
up so
She
much where I'm.
definitely does.
I have seven people down for, or seven people slash groups down for most valuable villain, and my number one is Ellie with a question mark.
Yeah, she just did. She just.
Is she not the villain of this episode?
She really is.
Is
I mean,
she not
she keeps throwing herself like. Dina's got a fucking hole through her and is pregnant. They don't know where the fuck Tommy is. They're in the middle of a war and she still just throws herself headlong. I mean, it's part of what makes her such a fascinating character. She's not like atypical like heroine, I guess. She's very like you're kind of like, dude, what are you doing? Get the fuck out of there. But that's just kind of her shtick, I guess. I think yeah, I
And
think
that's where
you
I'm
kind of
just
nailed it.
like, I think it's Ellie here. Like, she's kind of like, there's a lot of other options. My number two is Abby, just before like what happens at the end. Number three is Owen and his stupid, dumbheaded mistake there.
Wait,
Number
before we go
four, I
any
have.
further, I just want to say one thing. One thing. Because we didn't really touch on this, and I think this is important to give credit. Caitlin Dever absolutely fucking nailed that last scene.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. When just we gave you a
I'm
chance and
excited
you
for
wasted it. Well, you hear the, I guess you just hear the. Yeah. I was
Oh
like,
yeah,
I got chills. It's all
I'm
sorry.
excited for season three, 'cause I'm her oh, her performance as Abby is not the same as the game, but it's I'm enjoying her take on it.
Her
'Cause
energy on
instead of
you.
like
Should we tell
instead
people my
of
hot take on what I think it says is going to happen with season three?
Save it for the next one, man.
Okay.
Season three
I think.
predictions. Season three predictions. I do like her energy. She like Beefcake Abby in the game is more like I'm gonna fucking pull through. Like her, like this version is like psychotic Abby. Like I'm gonna rip you into pieces with my teeth, Abby. The other one's like I'm gonna crush your skull with my hands. This one, like I like the
Barbarian
energy she's
versus
bringing.
Rome.
Like, think like giant dog ripping your arm off and little dog nibbling you to death.
Okay,
Like,
okay.
you know what I mean?
Dead no matter what, but there's
Like,
definitely a different experience there.
one's like brutality and one's just ferocious. And like, this Abby's ferocious. Number three, Owen. Number four, Seraphites. Number five, Isaac. He might be higher, honestly. I was considering Isaac just number one, but he wasn't anyone's villain, so to speak. Six is Wolves. And number seven, that Seraphite kid.
That's Seraphite Kid. Yeah, that Seraphite Kid specifically said, fuck you to Ellie. You
Right,
didn't give
for
a
the
damn.
season, MVC and MVV for the season two of The Last of Us. I have a top five here.
I got my answers for Do You Think Locked and Loaded? Most
I think
valuable.
Number one is obvious.
For villain or hero?
Both.
Both? Oh, yeah. You got the same person for both.
No. I just think
who are we starting with?
I think it's
the
obvious. Let's go NBC. I can go five up. Can I go five up?
I got one.
Number five, Gale.
Okay, yeah, that was not on my list, but that's a good answer.
I thought you'd appreciate it.
I did.
Great. I liked her as a side character.
I love Catherine.
Number four, Jesse. Honestly, wasn't going to make this list until this episode. He was just that good this episode.
You own that performance. Yeah.
Number three, and honestly, I thought this person might have took it just based on the first three episodes, Dina. And my one and two, Shoal's my number two, and Ellie's my number one. I don't know how I can reverse it.
Yeah.
It's not okay. Joel's story.
It isn't.
He's just the catalyst.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that's most difficult for the gamer side of, or like people that play the game to adjust to, is like, you think it's Joel's story, but you're like, dude, this is not his story.
It's called The Last of Us,
not The Last of Joel, stupid.
Yeah, The Last of Us. Someone has to die if there's The Last.
Yeah, idiot. I'm going to go troll the fucking people that are still angry about the game with that one.
It's The Last of Us, idiots.
Idiot. Fucking dumbass.
That's why it's not just about Ellie, it's Abby there too. She's part of us now, idiots.
Yeah, like you got a little snake in. I would say my most valuable character, I did give it to Dina. Isabel Merced.
You gave it to Dina?
Yeah, 100%, dude. 100%.
Okay. Hold on. This is the character, though, not performance. Mm-hmm. That's MVP.
Mm-hmm.
You think Dino's the most valuable character?
100%.
Really? Okay. I'm for the Dino love, but over Ellie.
Over Ellie, because I do feel like the writing for Ellie kind of tanked this season a little bit, because in the game, she's fucking smart. And they definitely, I have one complaint I heard over and over again this season, is they made Ellie dumb as shit in the show. And I'm like, yeah, they kind of did. Like, she's reckless in the games, but she's not stupid, if that makes sense. Like, in the show, she's just blatantly, like, in the game, like, she's a bullet sponge. So you can do just an unstoppable fucking force of nature.
Well, yeah. And, but she's more strategic.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. But she still has to play very strategically, and like you have to be like, you know, trick people to go run over and like you go sneak past them. And like we didn't see that at all this season. Like I was hoping
I was really hoping to see
Bella have to be like do this kind of like, I can't kill them because I'm bigger. I'm going to kill them because I'm going to fucking trick their asses. That would have been more like, damn, all right. And I think she just constantly just threw herself headlong into danger, whereas Dina was kind of the more practical person. And then who at the end is like, I'm not dying in Seattle for this anymore. I'm done, dude. I got a fucking arrow through my leg. I'm pregnant. I'm done with this shit.
But there's no story without Ellie.
There isn't. And Ellie is still
that's why she's the most valuable character to the story. Because she... that's kind of... The main character is always going to be a favorite here.
Is she The Last
here.
Of Us?
I mean, she's the last of her and Joel.
And their community.
Yeah, yeah. I do love that line, by the way.
I love that line. That was savage.
And like, I wish we could talk more on that, because I do really like that line. I'm gonna still say it's Ellie, but I mean, I do like me some Dina. Like I really liked her characterization. I just didn't think she did. Like if Dina was more of a player in the last how many episodes, I would say Dina.
Okay.
But that's why I'm going Ellie here. MVV, I think there's two answers here.
Okay.
I think you could say, obviously, Ellie is, in a way, a villain. And I'm just going to not say any more on that because.
Reasons.
You know why.
Reasons and things.
I think the MVV is Abby. She's the catalyst that starts it off. And she's the villain at the end. I think naturally we weren't going to get much in the season with her. We got more than we definitely probably expected.
I would agree with that take.
But I think, like, there is, unless you say Ellie, there isn't really a villain. And there was never really a villain in the game. And I think that's just, it's Abby. She's the hit. So yeah. This show doesn't quite work for MVC MVV. Like, it's kind of like clear cut dry. But when you have an ensemble, there's more of it. And this is an ensemble, but it's an Ellie story.
I think you're right on villain. I would say villain is definitely Abby. At least, but at the same time, Jeffrey Wright, I know he's not involved in it, but just his presence is so commanding as Isaac, and I'm just like, ooh, it's toss up between those two.
I loved every Isaac scene. Even though I was like, why the fuck is this here? Like, I wanted more Isaac scenes, and I'm happy to get more Isaac scenes. So I put him on the list. He was number three, but I'm just like, I don't. Maybe next season. Maybe.
I think it's going to be the season of Jeffrey Wright.
I didn't write a list for this, but most valuable performer. Who's like the best actor, actress? I think we have a. There's. Isabelle Merce definitely is on there.
Isabelle Merced definitely earned her stripes. Or Caitlin Dever. Honestly, I'd give it to those
Yeah.
two. I'd give it to Dina and
I don't
Abby, the
think.
two newcomers.
Yep. The guy who played Jesse was really good. Pedro Pascal, I thought, kind of just nailed every moment. I thought he did really good. I didn't think he nailed it every time season one, or I just his version of the character I wasn't like as sold on as like the game. Whereas like I didn't really have any of those complaints this season. Of course, he died. You know, he was only in three episodes, but that's nearly half. So he's there. I know people are complaining about Bella Ramsey, but I honestly really liked her characterization of Ellie. I think her transformation of Ellie is there, and I think the three stages of her becoming this like vengeful monster, like you can see it in her eyes and her stare. And I don't think she gets enough credit here. And I
I don't
think
think
a
she
lot
does
of
either.
And I think like you have to, and they're like, oh, well, and I know you have a take that we're gonna save. I thought I really liked her performance. I just think people don't like her performance because she doesn't look like Ellie. And I'm like, and like, of course, she has some of the cringe writing. I'm gonna be a dad
Yeah, that line is
lines.
actually gold, though. I will fight. I will die on that
I
hill. That line is
liked how she performed it.
hysterical.
It's like it's funny for it, like it's funny. It's well done for reasons that shouldn't be there. But I like her performance. She feels like Ellie to me. She doesn't look like Ellie. I see her face, and I'm like, it doesn't look like Ellie. But she feels like Ellie. I think she plays her mannerisms well, like Ellie.
I think the problem with her writing this season specifically was that they didn't give her enough maturity. She was still very much so like spunky, like a kid. And in the game, she's a lot more somber and a lot more reserved. And she still has that like sassiness to her, but it's a lot more, it's cooled off a lot. Whereas this, like, yeah, like the lines like, I'm going to be a dad, I think is hilarious. It does feel odd for her to say that, specifically for where she's at in her point, at point in her life.
The same criticism from season one is applies here. There just wasn't enough time between the characters
Yeah.
because they tried to tell this in a very fast pace rather than slowing it down like a normal TV show should. And that's where they failed. They're like, oh, we're going to tell this fast-paced story, and that's the story. It's like, or you could slow it down and give us more and just build these characters up naturally in a
Yeah, but they can do it for
slower
cheaper and give
pace.
you less.
Money.
Jacob.
God damn capitalism. I don't want to talk about it anymore, Michael.
I'll make the
Let's
rules,
not
boo.
talk about it. Right. Well, that's our cue. All right, Michael, thank you very much. This is Jake from Don't Evolve Me. Michael Schumer from Pixel Loose going to be uploading a video soon on TikTok, the Talk-A-Tick. All right, Michael, anything else before we go?
Not it. That Not much, man. I've really enjoyed watching the season with you, and I still will be looking forward to season
Same.
three, but it's just gonna be. I'm a little bit more reserved. I think before we go, any criticism I have on this show, if you like the show, good for you. I have a lot of criticisms because I'm a huge, 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 undeniably massive fan of this game, which
Yes.
I actually do have to thank
Yes.
you for getting me to try it because
You're welcome.
I had seen the leaks that completely misconstrued how everything went, and I played it and I was like, wow, I was a dumbass for listening to those because this isn't great. This show is fantastic.
It's great for reasons you don't like. Well, yeah.
Well, I'm a
Anyway.
masochist, so actually, I would say I do like them.
But I do want to do season three predictions with you. As always, thank you, Michael. All
Sayonara,
right,
brother.
we're out.